Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower. I'm here with the Watchman and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. And you can listen to our Warn Radio episodes on danaglennsmith.com and warn-usa.com. Warn Radio is on the following platforms: Amazon Prime Music and Podcast, Spreaker, Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Deezer, Spotify, Anchor, and Pocket Cast. And do not miss the featured post this week of our in-depth biblical articles and radio shows, featured on both warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com, the Materializing of Evil series, which includes Orion's Shadow and the Light Bearer. Featured on Dana Glenn Smith, Aphertief, Coming Son of Perdition, Comforters of Job in Times of Trouble, America, Shadows of Misdirection, Witness of Jesus and the Word of God, and featured on warn-usa.com, Lion and Prophet Biblical Truth, All Things Possible, Afghan Christians, South Sudan, China Wars, Redeemed, Christian Faith Persecution Advocacy, Classic Warn Radio, and Book of Hebrews, Son of God, Great Salvation, Part 2. And do not miss these WIBR Warn Radio weekly shows on Wednesday's Advocacy from March 27th, Gospel of Peace, Word of God, Missions, Believers, Faith of Jesus, and Advocacy. Thursday's Battle Line from March 28th, Loving Kindness, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 211. And Friday's Sound the Shofar from March 29th, The Word of the Lord, Nations, Promises, Phrases, and Perpetuity, Part 12a. And be sure to get your copy of The Rising. It's a Christian fiction thriller by the Watchman Dana G. Smith, a story of personal survival, the struggle of a nation, the love of two people set amidst the prophetic landscape of perilous times. Hidden within the storyline of The Rising is the truth of what's happening in America now. Check out The Rising. When he who opposes rises, believers overcome by faith. And you can get your copy of The Rising on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Ingram, Walmart, Angus & Robertson. And The Rising ebook can be found on Google Play. You can also get your copy of The Rising by going to danaglennsmith.com. And we visit our Christian Books and Resource Shop, where we feature The Rising and other Christian books, as well as resources from our Vision Media. And now, I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing great. It's wonderful to be here again.
Yep. And we're starting our second quarter.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yes. You know, that this year went by so fast.
It did.
And we're in our fourth month, so we got two more months before half the year.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It is.
So today's April 3rd, 2024.
Yeah. It's just hard to believe.
Yes, it is.
Well, we have a bunch of prayer that we're going to do. We did change up a little because we want to do a little more prayer at the beginning. And Global Christian Relief is just one of the ones that we... how would you say it? Donate to? We have a number of them. And matter of fact, if anybody contacts us, we'll pray for them. And if you need prayer, you can go to our websites and send it through our websites. That's about the best way if you have real intense need. The only thing of it is, you know, we'll pray for it, you know, for a week and during the first broadcast. And, you know, if you need continual prayer, let us know it. So this is Global Christian Relief, and please protect every Christian across the country. In Psalm 91:2, it says, "He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I will trust." Of course, this is Psalm 91 that a lot of Christians use, you know, for protection. So we pray, Lord, as so many innocent lives have been taken, we humbly ask you to be the refuge of your people. Place a hedge of protection over them in Jesus' name and make a way for them, Father, we pray. Amen.
Bring provision to those who've escaped extremism, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches. Philippians 4:19. And tens of thousands have escaped terrorist violence with only the clothes on their backs. Dear God, you see them and their struggles. Be their portion in these times. And we ask that you would make a way for them in Jesus' name.
Amen. God, bring attention to the plight of the Nigerian Christians. And there has been some of that movement in America among our government and our Congress. Amid ongoing advocacy efforts, we pray our political representatives and world leaders will adopt policies that promote religious freedom in Nigeria. And this is really important, you know, and we cover this all the time, and Nigeria has just gotten worse and worse and worse. And so we ask you, Father, that you would undertake for the Christians in Nigeria.
Yes.
And we pray that all these political representatives and world leaders that are advocates, you know, to try to bring peace into Nigeria, Lord, I pray for your help in this particular thing. For nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered. Hebrews 4:13. Father, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Strengthen Nigeria's church leaders. Lord, we lift up elders like Father Thaddeus, who was kidnapped while at church. Sustain him, Lord God, and may he lead his captors to repentance. Yes, Lord, we pray for his safety and his protection, that you will put peace within his heart and within the hearts of all those that are struggling in captivity, that you would put your peace, Lord.
Amen.
And the verse Isaiah 46:4, I will carry you, I will sustain you, and I will rescue you.
I like that.
Amen.
Three short phrases of the I wills.
Yes.
The three I wills. I will carry you, I will sustain you, and I will rescue you.
Yes, Isaiah 46:4. Thank you, Lord, for your word.
You know, that's three points. All you need, an intro, 3 points, and a conclusion. That's a sermon right there. Yeah. Amen. That's a good one.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. And we pray, Father, for this show and those who we cover on this show. We pray for protection and for provision for each and every person, each and every organization, even each and every story we do. Father, that you would undertake for those individuals that we are talking about. Lord, we pray for, you know, in this advocacy, in this moment, Lord, we ask that you will provide funds for all those who are doing advocacy work so they can get food and clothing and shelter and help to deliver families, to relocate people who are in danger. Make a way for them, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And we also have one more. Now, this comes from CBN. And this is about the people of Taiwan. If you haven't been praying for us, take time now with us as Tower and I are going to be praying for this. Let me give you some notes on it. And Tower, if you see something to highlight, be sure and speak up. And from what I saw, it was a terrible thing. And it was a 7.
You need to tell them what it is.
Yeah. 7.4 magnitude earthquake
struck Taiwan yesterday.
Yeah. It's the largest one they've had in 25 years. Can you believe that? And they've injured over 900 people and taken several lives. And so, you know, they had landslides and hundreds of thousands were left without electricity. Tower and I personally saw entire buildings, huge skyscrapers leaning over. I also saw the ground breaking away where this guy was walking, getting out of his car and walking away, and the ground just gave away.
No.
So it's just absolutely gut-wrenching when this happens. And many people are struggling to recover. And they desperately need the help of people who are compassionate, who can help them recover. And so Operation Blessing is going to be on the ground. So, you know, go to Operation Blessing. You can go online.
That's CBN.
Yes, at CBN.org. And you can do a regular, let me see if I can find out. No. At any rate, go to Operation Blessing.
Well, it says OB.org, I see here.
And so, Father, we pray that you would make a way for all of the first responders and all of the ministries and all the other humanitarian organizations to help Taiwan during this time. Lord, this, as you know, is one of the worst quakes they've had in 25 years. And they need food and shelter and clothing. There's buildings that need repaired. There's people that are hurt in this. Father, we ask that you would undertake. We pray, Lord, that you would use not only Operation Blessing, but the many other humanitarian organizations, Christian organizations, and others to help Taiwan to get help into the midst of this city and that particular place called Taiwan. Go ahead.
And we ask, Lord, that you would protect all the first responders.
Yes.
That you would keep them safe, that they would be able to help all these people. And to get them rescued and get aid to them, we ask that you will bless this ministry in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen.
And comfort the families that have lost loved ones.
Yes.
And the ones that are struggling, bring them to you, Lord.
Yes.
In Jesus' name,
Amen. Amen to that. Our only hope is the Word of God and prayer in Yahshua Jesus Christ. There are lots of troubles that are coming upon this earth. And many Christians believe and know very well that the time of His coming draws close. But before He comes, there is going to be a time of trouble like no one has ever seen before. And in addition to that, you know, this will come on the world as a snare. In other words, just like that. Just like a rabbit caught in a snare out in the wilderness. It'll just come unexpected and in full ferocity. So up front, we have a special where we take one of our news items that are on our websites and feature it. This one is called Comforters of Job in Time of Trouble. You can find this over on DanaGlennSmith.com. Comforters of Job in Times of Trouble. Comforters of Job that show up in times of trouble is an experience all its own. Not all who come to help or comfort those in trouble are like these in Job. Yet we can look at this experience and think, how would I survive such an ordeal as Job? In addition, I have experienced the pain on my bed. But I know many others who go beyond pain and have a battle with death itself in the abode of the destroyer. Their bones waste away, they cannot eat, there's no strength left. They wait to die. Hope is in the Lord, but there is no hope nor faith for healing. We look at this in the Comforters of Job in times of trouble. The Comforters of Job, they were there to help. However, if we related this to our world today, how would it end? We are speaking of friends, suffering, and the lessons from Job. While we are at it, let me ask you this. What comforters have you had around you lately? Many sermons have been preached on Job. What's more, I suppose there is about as many books written which in some way or another speak of Job's plight. Let me speak a thing or two which may, in the end, speak wisdom on the book of Job and his four comforters. Three of the four who in their own way spoke to Job were these: Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite. These three in the end were no comforters at all to Job. In fact, the Lord said of these three, "My wrath is aroused against you and your two friends, for you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has."
Wow.
You know, and that is such a clear verse, too. "My wrath is roused against you." You know, in other words, they didn't tell Job what the right truth was coming from God. And that's why the Lord was angry. Comforters of Job in the time of trouble, you'll find that again on DanaGlennSmith.com. It's by The Watchman, Dana Glenn Smith. The Warren Radio shows are hosted by The Watchman, Dana Glenn Smith, and Tower, who is co-host. The WIBR Warren Radio websites and ministries are an in-depth biblical teaching, preaching, warning agency in these last days. All scripture quoted is King James Version of the Bible, unless it is noted to be another version. The work and ministry of the WIBR Warren Radio is about the testimony of Jesus Christ through the faith of Jesus Christ. By the mercy of God our Father, through His grace extended, flowing from the love of God to all people everywhere, commanding everyone to repent. Almost want to say amen after all that.
Yes, we'll say it. Amen.
And we also get ongoing requests. This is coming from International Christian Concern. you can go over to persecution.org, and one of the facts when we look at the persecution of Christians, when the Fulani, and they're some of the worst, they go into a village and, you know, at the most unforeseen times where nobody would expect them. And so they swept into a Nigerian village in the late hours of the night. And after they were done, there were hundreds dead and many severely wounded. Now, the irritating thing about this is not only are these people dead and wounded, the Fulani have a history of this, along with Boko Haram, Al-Shabaab, Al-Qaeda, and many, many other radical Islamic groups. And our leaders, our congresses, our nations, the United Nations, the UN, none of them seem to want to take care of the issue with radical Islamists who are going around killing Christians. Now, one young woman that was gravely injured, now they named her Naomi, that's not her name, and in June of 2023, she was attacked. We covered this at the time. And she endured gunshot wounds, cuts from machetes, and had been set ablaze in her hut. You know, and that's almost amazing she's alive, you know,
yes,
Tower?
Yes, it is.
And think of all the pain, all the hurt, the people that are dead, and her own house burned. And so International Christian Concern met with her and provided for her medical care.
Thank you, Lord.
And then they learned of her passing. She died just before Christmas. Now, see, I did not know that she had died.
I did not either. That's awful.
And I feel bad for her.
Mm-hmm.
And for all the others. She was a Christian. The Lord will take care of her. But it just makes it even more sad that we have this United Nations, we have the UN, and nobody does a thing about it.
I know. Isn't that tragic?
It is.
It's very tragic.
And so International Christian Concern continues to empower the surviving widows. And when these radical groups come in, they will go after the pastors, associate pastors, go after the men. If they're Christian, they want to take out the men first because they're working, and leave the women to either be raped or murdered. It's just terrible. Over the last 20 years in Nigeria alone, the Islamic Fulani militants, you know, as of course you know they're armed, they've killed, it's estimated, 100,000 Christians. And of course, the main part that ICC mentions is the government never takes meaningful action. It never does. And they're not the only government. Wherever we find this kind of persecution, the governments never do nothing. And so the ICC comes out and says, we couldn't provide Naomi with a farm before her passing. Yet we plan to provide widows like her with a small plot of land and seed. We'll teach them how to efficiently plant, harvest, and sell their produce so that they can support their families. See, this is life and death. This is one of the reasons that Tower and I do an advocacy broadcast the first of the week. We do 3 broadcasts a week, and the advocacy, this is what you're listening to. And when we advocate for this, nobody pays us. We don't take money for this. And we advertise and we tell you what's going on and where you can donate. Now, we do not take donations for any other ministry. We tell you where to go and donate yourself. So that's important to understand. We're an advocate. So to supply one widow with a plot of land, chickens, and a cooking stove, it only costs $100. Man.
That is so inexpensive.
Can you believe that?
That's amazing.
A plot of land, chickens, and a cooking stove. And so, if you want to donate, be sure to go to persecution.org and look for, you know, on their menu where they say to plat, where you want to donate to, and they'll tell you about the Widows Project and stuff. So go to persecution.org, which is International Christian Concern. They're rebuilding lives, rebuilding after the devil tries to kill them, destroy their families, and some of them are left alive. And this is a ministry to keep them alive, to provide for them, and show them the love of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And it just really gets me that this woman died. Because
oh, I didn't know that either. I think that's so sad. That's so tragic. What a waste.
Yeah. Of course, she's from Nigeria. But because of her burns, she has spotted skin all over her face. She almost, you know, during the fire, you know, it was really hard to save her life. And she is showing the Bible, and they're using her picture on that because she was one they wanted to help. They wanted to give her land. They wanted to get her started, but she died before they could do it. I mean, that is so sad.
It is.
So pray for the persecuted church, my friends, and help them out with some money on a regular basis. Help them out. And they don't pay us for this. The WIBR Warren Radio does not do that. If you want to donate to the WIBR Warren Radio, I'm not going to discuss it when I'm doing an advocacy for these people. The Lord will take care of us, and will take care of our shows. But we are concerned about these people here, that money and donations help these ministries. And right now, this is International Christian Concern. We've talked about some others tonight. We're going to talk about even more. So remember that. Donate to International Christian Concern, persecution.org. That's www.persecution.org. And you're looking for the widows, rebuilding widows' lives. And so we are. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay.
Spectacularly unrelevant. This is a statement from the WIBR Warren Radio. It is the gospel of Jesus Christ, not some modern movement of a reinvented gospel. Yet today, the mainstream of lukewarm gospel cradle paganism in their church that presents a non-biblical Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. And that's a current statement from the WIBR Warren Radio, 2024. This story comes to us from relevantmagazine.com. Elevation Church and Pastor Stephen Furtick are facing controversy after a recent interview with a senior staff member revealed the church doesn't use words like resurrection, Calvary, or the blood of Jesus in their Easter invitations. And I guess this is written by ToddStearns.com. A North Carolina megachurch say they will not mention words like Calvary, resurrection, of phrases like blood of Jesus to promote Easter Sunday services. I'm not going to say the word Calvary. I'm not going to say the word resurrection. I'm not going to say the blood of Jesus, right? I'm not going to say any of these words that makes someone feel like an outsider, said Nikki Shearer, the digital content creator for Elevation Church. This is really an important guiding principle. Elevation Church is pastored by Stephen Furtick and has more than 25,000 members attending at multiple locations across the state. The podcast interview was first discovered by Protestia and Evangelical Dark Web. Shearer said it's vitally important that people feel super chill when they receive an invitation to attend the church's Easter services. As I wrote in my new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, this is what a woke evangelical church looks like. When you're thinking about such a steeped-in tradition holiday like Easter, and how we talk to someone who is not steeped in that tradition, and how we get them to connect to it and come to it, that's really important to us. That's what Shearer said. Pro-church tools defend the watered-down messaging in a post titled, Why Elevation Church Won't Say Resurrection on Easter Invites. Michael Bowman, the pastor of East Lumberton Baptist Church, said the posting is why I have no use for Stephen Furtick, Elevation Church, or its music. You come to the East Lumberton Baptist Church and we will mention all those words on Easter Sunday, the pastor wrote on Facebook. If the bars can mention beer, wine, and spirits, the church can mention the blood, Calvary, and the resurrection. Yeah, that's true. Good for him for standing up.
Yeah.
Elevation Church seems to think that words like resurrection are dirty and offensive. And what sort of marketing ploy are they using to get people into attending services? Listen to this now. Hop on down to Elevation Church for a wicked Easter egg extravaganza. Pastor Steve will deliver a 3-point sermon on why we shouldn't put all our eggs in one basket, and you'll be wearing a Bugs Bunny costume. Plus, you'll get your bunny worship on with our Gen Z worship band, runners up in the 2022 Regional American Idol Editions. Give me a break. This is so abominable.
You know, the thing of it is, it is amazing. But we shouldn't be surprised.
Nope.
You know, this is a typical marketing ploy. And I don't have use for this stuff at all. If you can't mention the resurrection, Jesus Christ, the blood of the Lamb, the atonement, and other words on Easter, then you don't know what Christianity is about.
Sad state.
And it's not about Easter. We celebrate Passover. Passover is the one. Now, see, people do celebrate Easter. And there's nothing wrong with it. Except, biblically, Passover is what the apostles honored. Because Passover directly connects to the Messiah before he went to the cross.
Well, you know, these people are deluded and God's turned them over to their own delusion. And it's tragic that these churches think that they have to play, you know, the sugar plum Jesus and the fairy tale church. That they have to play that to get people in. And it's not about saving, it's not about salvation, it's not about Jesus, and these people that have itching ears are running to this stuff.
Yeah.
It's tragic.
So remember that when you're looking for a church. Be careful. Now the next one comes from globalchristianrelief.org. Now we've done one from them, but this is a story about the road to Emmaus. And when we do things like this, or when they write this, turns out there's real people involved. So it's not just a Bible story. Walk into a village about 7 miles from Jerusalem, two of Jesus' followers grappled with intense despair. Unaware that the resurrected Christ was actually journeying right alongside them. As they agonized over his suffering and death, Jesus was present. He broke bread with them, their eyes were suddenly opened, and their sorrow turned to something altogether, amazement. Yeah, I like that story of the road to Emmaus. Similarly, our persecuted family members, now here is Sayed and Ruth, they traveled down their own road of suffering and despair. They endured decades of anguish, laboring as bonded slaves in Pakistan's brick kilns. Now, we've covered Pakistan's brick kilns many times. And Christians have been bonded slaves there, and they've been delivered from it. Only Jesus Christ will hear our prayers, he declared. Through the years, Jesus was with him. Just as our Savior lifted the two followers on the road to Emmaus out of their despair, he lifted Sayed and Ruth out of their trouble. The couple were full of awe and gratitude after God answered their prayers and their debts were paid off. See, they borrowed the money that they needed, so they became in debt to the brick kiln. And so it was to making bricks, forming them and making them, that they were indentured. They became an indentured servant. And every time I hear, and so they were delivered.
Thank you, Lord.
And so I always feel good when we get a story from people that were delivered from things like that.
Amen.
Yeah. And so, are you ready?
Yes.
We are going to have
a commercial. Be sure to get your copy of The Rising. The Rising is a Christian fiction thriller by the Watchman Dana G. Smith. One is rising among the corridors of power with legions of devotees. He knows his day has not yet arrived. He is elusive, powerful, and yet no one knows just how dangerous he is. None except a few who have known his works and the results. One of those is an ex-Black Ops sniper. The rising is here, yet there is that hand of opposition and faith which rises against it. The day is set for the corridors of darkness. And you can get your copy of The Rising by going to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Ingram, Walmart. And the ebook for Rising is found on Google Play. And you will enjoy this copy. There's also truth in that book, what's going on in America today.
We are with International Christian Concern now, and this is just a little excerpt here, and I have seen this particular, it's about Canadian Christian freedoms, and when we talk about International Christian Concern, and we talk about a particular person who is the head of it, who is from Canada, And we have seen a persecution of Christians in Canada. And so he's talking with CBN's Billy Hollowell about a new legislation that could infringe upon religious freedom in Canada. Now, we already see stuff here in America. If you want to go out and protest abortions, you expect to be arrested. If you protest them and you want to just pray, you will be arrested. They were arrested up in Canada the same way. So more and more, we're seeing Christian freedoms totally unearthed. When I was raised to see someone, you know, first of all, abortions weren't like that when I was being raised. And it wasn't until, you know, well, quite a while ago that, you know, you couldn't do things like that. Well, now they don't even want you to pray for them. And so, you know, the thing of it is time and again, when we see laws passed affecting religious freedom, not just in Canada, but it's also happening in America, you know, the last bastions of freedom, you know, for instance, the Biden administration wants to flatly take away. They want to take away your First Amendment. They want to take away the Second Amendment. And there's a lot of other things they're working on. So America is close to losing a lot of stuff simply because we have a bunch of liberals and we have a bunch of children, many of them who are lost and blinded. And so the thing about this is as these laws are passed, not just in Canada, but around the world, they become stepping stones towards greater discrimination. And, you know, you find a lot of division and hatred. And the bottom line of it is, in order to safeguard the freedom that exists in the West, it is vital to protect the ability to speak openly in the public square. And so, we urge you to pray for all those who are speaking up to protect religious freedom in Canada and America and around the world. And it's good to see, you know, International Christian Concern doing an interview with Billy Hollowell on this.
Yes.
Because we do need to do things. We need to speak about it in America. Because this, I'm telling you, your First Amendment, your Second Amendment, you know, you can't pray openly. There's a lot of things you're not going to be able to do. And in some towns, you know, even though there's no law passed, if you go over there and try to preach, these people that are on the street will beat you senseless or kill you. We have seen a lot of murders, a lot of senseless murders. We've seen a lot of violence and more than our share of drugs in America. Right now, with all these extra illegals here, and I call them illegals, America is at the worst point that it has ever been. So I suggest you pray for America.
Yes, amen.
Okay.
Okay. This story is Somalia Christians answer to prayer. Excuse me. This story is via Christian Concern, persecution.org. In Somalia, people often see their religious identity and their national identity as one and the same. To be Somali is to be Muslim. As a result, those who come to faith in Jesus are often accused of rejecting both Islam and their country. When Ahmed, Hassan, and Omar left Islam a few years ago to follow Christ, they faced swift rejection. Their families immediately chased them out of their homes. Since being on their own, the young men have struggled to start their lives over as a Christian. We have been facing discrimination and harassment wherever we go, whenever we go out to look for work, since we are Christians of the Somali origin, Ahmed said. Rich Muslims who own businesses here cannot employ ex-Muslims because we are considered defiled and enemies of Allah, and they that deserve to be killed. They call us kafir, meaning the ones who doesn't believe. Local authorities have even forcefully detained them, Hassan said, falsely accusing them of being terrorists. Despite the ongoing discrimination and pressure to leave their Christian faith, the three men continue to be a light in Somalia. Through your generous support, we've recently provided the men with a new tuk-tuk, allowing them to start their own taxi business. Through your generosity, Ahmed, Hassan, and Omar are now able to provide for themselves and share the love of Christ with every passenger they serve. This is a good business for us to have, since it is hot throughout the year, and many people prefer to use tuk-tuks for short and long rides because they have open spaces for fresh, cooler air, Omar said. We are glad now that we own a business jointly. This has been possible because of you and the willingness to be used of God to come for our aid. We truly say thank you, and we pray that the Lord blesses you more and more. So that's an exciting story. It's encouraging that the money that is being donated via other Christians is going to a good cause and helping our brothers and sisters.
Well, it is.
Who would otherwise be destitute?
Yeah. Well, you know, and it's very true. You know, they've got to be so careful over there because these people will kill people on the spot.
Exactly.
They do. Well, for our next story, it's a little different. We're talking about an American conspiracy. And we haven't had anything like this for quite a while in America. But Corbin Schultz. Now, he is a U.S. Army soldier. He is an intelligence analyst, was trained for this. And I'm careful to tell you that he may be trained in intelligence and an analyst, but because he was arrested, he's facing an indictment. Now, I want to be careful here. An indictment is just an allegation. All defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law. Now, I should, put something in right now. That excludes Donald Trump and how these New York judges are treating Trump, especially in Gorin, who said, "We didn't want to hear from you." And they already counted him guilty. He wasn't allowed a jury trial. And that's how corrupt these judges in New York are. So I'm here to tell you, again, we talked about the First Amendment, the Second Amendment. There's also laws about the fact that as Americans, we have a right to a speedy trial. We have a right to a trial of our peers. We have a right to be considered innocent until proven guilty. But today, in our court systems, many times you are guilty and you have to prove you're innocent. No, it's the other way around. You're considered innocent until proven guilty. Now, see, this kid here is an allegation. And they're going to prove him whether or not he did this. It is a surprise to see this right now. But I also found this particular story on Epic Times, which is kind of funny, you know, kind of unusual. The charges were conspiracy to obtain and disclose national defense information. Now, I'm quoting the Epic Times. And exporting technical data related to defense articles without a license, conspiracy to export defense articles without a license, and bribery of a public official. Now, that sounds serious to me.
Yes, it does.
So, you know, I find this interesting in the part that, you know, there has been other breaches of security.
By our own so-called president?
Well, yeah, he has. But there's others. And right now, he's over in prison in England, and America's trying to get him back, and he's been over there for a long time. Enough said with that. And so the indictment alleges that from June of 2022 until the time of his arrest, which was when this article, just before this article was written, he conspired with an individual identified as Conspirator A to disclose documents, writings, plans, maps, notes, photographs relating to national defense, as well as information relating to national defense, which Schultz had reason to believe could be used to injure the United States or used to the advantage of a foreign nation. Conspirator A recruited Schultz, who possessed a top-secret security clearance, and frequently asked him to gather documents and sensitive U.S. military information. That sounds like a spy.
Yes, it does.
So, it hasn't been... The FBI and the U.S. Army Counterintelligence Command investigated the case. And then you have involved U.S. Attorney and Josh Kurtzman for the Middle District of Tennessee and trial attorneys of the National Security Division's Counterintelligence. So they got a lot of people there. I hate to see this.
Oh, I do too. That's horrible. There's
Barnabas
more than
Aid has something on the Sudanese Christian refugees in Egypt. Now, what they do with this, they have a school. I love my teacher so much. And when I come to school, I feel like I am coming to my second home, said Musa, who is studying at a Christian school in Egypt for Sudanese Christian refugees. Musa and the other students have fled war, conflict, and persecution in their homeland. Many arrive in Egypt within the last year because of the civil war raging in Sudan since April 2023.
That's a year.
It's been
going on a year.
It has created a severe food crisis. The children's lives have been terribly disrupted, and their parents are mostly too poor to pay school fees. But through this school, the children have an opportunity to pick up and continue their education. They are following the same Sudanese curriculum that they were studying back home, and all their classes are in a safe and nurturing Christian environment. There are currently 369 students at the school. That's quite a few.
Yes, it is.
Aged from 5 upwards, some are as old as 20 because they started school late due to poverty or their schooling was interrupted. I love my school, my teachers, and friends. The school year has been a great, great place. And they had a picture of one of these little Sudanese boys. And he was smiling and formed his hands into a heart.
Aww.
you know, and he was smiling. That was the picture they had on this story. Thank you for giving my son hope and teaching him to read and write, skills he thought he might never acquire. And so they like being taken care of. So the reason I read this and we put this up is that Sudanese refugee children in Egypt need help, and you can help Barnabas Aid to help these children. And they're appreciative, they need the help, and wherever we can help, we need to help. So go to barnabasaid.org and look at almost all these sites have a menu to decide where you want your donation to go. And choose the Sudanese Christian Refugee in Egypt project. And you can go from there. And we thank you for that. Father, we thank you for these shows. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to cover these. Bless those that hear this show whenever they hear it. Lord God, help them to understand the need and the necessity of helping all these people that we've discussed today. Lord, bless them and keep them and watch over them and keep them safe. And Tower, we've got a couple of minutes. We do have some time, so go ahead.
Okay, Father, we thank you for these people, for our brothers and sisters out there around the world. And we thank you for our brothers and sisters who hear and are able to help around the world. We thank you for them. We ask that you would bless them and keep them, encourage them, and strengthen them. Give them courage and boldness and help in their time of need to all that listen to these shows. And thank you, everybody, for joining us whenever you do. We love you and we pray for you. We always hope the best for you in Christ Jesus. And always look to the Lord. He's our hope. And he will help you in your time of need. He will be with you. He encourages. And may God richly bless you. Good night, everybody. Thank you for joining us.
Don't forget to go to our websites at warn-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Listen to the shows and read the articles. And be sure you can always contact us. Go to warn-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Go to our contact page and you can contact us. We do not talk. I do not correspond with anybody as far as talking about various things on any social website or thing that we have. If you want to talk to us, you must go and send us an email from our contact page. And be sure to pray for the persecuted church and pray for all the organizations, some of which I haven't mentioned tonight, and there's a lot of them out there. So pray for these who provide these services, because it's vitally important for the funds to flow out of America and Canada and Germany and the UK to help these who need help. For these are truly the least of these, my brethren, as the Lord himself said. So until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and give you peace. Until next time, my friends, stay safe. Shalom.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.